Welcome back here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies drive time continuing as we get set to talk to head coach of the women's basketball team, Kim Cameron. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good. Thank you.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the first game of the season. What a great finish to that and a big win to kick off the season.
It was one of the, and I know I said this in the paper, but it was one of the most exciting games I think that I've been a part of, and in a sense that we had two scrimmages before the season started. We didn't get to have an exhibition game this year, and we went into that game. They had five games experience, and we're still trying to figure out how our lineup's going to go, how our rotations are going to go. And we came in and had three of our starters in foul trouble in the first 5 minutes of the half, and so we're playing people off the bench. And the fact that it was such a team win, and the people that stepped up, and some of the seniors that stepped up to kind of guide us through with all of our young players, was the most satisfying part. That they got a chance to, they really proved that their experience in their games in the past few years is really going to help us.
Kylie Moxley with 20 points in the game, and including the game-winning layup, seemed like she was kind of the go-to player, especially late in that game. Talk about her performance.
She was dominant throughout the entire weekend. Nobody really had an answer for her, and it was great to see. She's been getting over some injury, and she seems to be back, and when she's good and when our post players are good, everything around us clicks, and that's what was happening on Friday night.
How about, it just seems like, you know, in women's basketball, the attitude is so much, and it seems like she's really got an attitude that nobody's going to stop her in there, and you kind of wish that maybe some of the other players would get that attitude sometimes. Talk about how she's able to do that, and is that coaching, or is that just something that's innate?
You know, she has that personality, and it's really fun to be around. But in our program and how we run our offense, and she's perfect for that position. She wants the basketball. She's confident in what she does. She's proud. She goes in and every possession she works as hard as she can, and you can tell that by the way that she attacks everything. And, you know, it's a great leadership quality, because she does the same thing on the defensive end and is really the loudest voice in the gym. And she has been since she came in. And she had that before she got there. And we keep challenging her to continue to have that, because she just brings so much to every practice and every possession, and seems so strong and so confident every time she's on the floor.
Kim Cameron, the head coach of the women's basketball team over at Michigan Tech, is with us. 83-81 win on Friday, and then you come back with the game on Saturday, and a little bit different story, coach. And I know you had mentioned we weren't getting the ball under the net, and you look at the points in the paint, quite a difference, 28-42, and points off of turnovers. Was that also a big part of that game?
It was, and actually they both kind of went together, and we kept trying to get the ball inside to Kylie, who was 100% on the day. She just flat out didn't get enough shots. You know, we just could not get her the basketball, and we were it was timely turnovers, trying to get her the ball the majority of the time, and that's, you know, we're going to have to work on that a little bit. Our point guard play is two freshmen and a sophomore who didn't play much last year. And I thought overall the weekend they did very well. But it's things like that that we have to make sure that we're shoring up. And we'll get there. I knew we were going to take a couple bumps. It's just the timeliness is really important. And we went through that in the film yesterday. We had multiple chances to put that team away. And we don't have that killer instinct quite yet. I think, you know, it was interesting to watch kind of the personalities of the two games. I don't think they thought they had anything to lose the first night, and were very excited about the win. And then the second night, had a little confidence going in, but didn't know how to, you know, we were up 15 in the first half and didn't really know how to keep that lead and hold that lead. And a couple times up 6 in the second half where we need to make 6-8 and 8-10 and go on from there. And we were unable to do that because of the timely turnovers. And and obviously defense. So, you know, it's going to be, I hope that this was a great learning experience for us. I think the highs and the lows of the weekend were so dramatic that the girls understand what it feels like to feel like you just won a national championship to feeling like you just let one slip away. And I think that that was a great experience for us to have this early in the year, and I think it'll really help us moving forward.
You've got Minnesota Duluth coming in on Saturday, your first home game. Got to feel good to be back at home. First chance for Huskies fans to see the team here in Houghton. And also, you got a little revenge on the mind against the Bulldogs.
Oh, we do. And I can't, you know, we've been reading and listening to the men's team. You know, they had their first game last weekend, and it sounded like Husky Nation was back. So it's exciting for us. It's exciting for us to have our young players have an experience like Michigan Tech offers and the SEC offers. And we are definitely ready to get back at Duluth after losing on a buzzer beater to them last year.
Well, the Huskies take on Duluth at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and that'll be their home opener. It should be a great game. If you can't be there, we'll have the broadcast for you also here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach Cameron, thanks for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you guys so much.
Kim Cameron here on Mix 93 WKMJ.